Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Kuf Yudav, the 13th Perek Hashokat V'Hamala. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. Tanaim argue if pouring three lugging of wine b'chutz is liable, or only if he was first makdish the wine in the Klisharis. In the second interpretation, the Gemara explains they argue whether karvu nesachim b'bama, they offered libations on a private bama, which is a known makhlokas Tanaim. If Nesachim were brought on a Bamas Yachid, which never requires a Klisharis, one would also be chayv for pouring wine b'chutz without sanctifying it first in the Klisharis. If Nesachim were not brought on a Bamas Yachid, then one is only chayv b'chutz if the wine was first placed in the Klisharis. This malchukas depends on another. Rishmol says that when the Torah said, Kisavo, when you will come to the land, you must bring Nesachim, it means to require Nesachim henceforth on a Bama Gedola, because he holds they did not bring Nesachim in the Midbar. Rabbi Kiva says this phrase means to require Nesachim henceforth on a Bamas Yachim, because he holds they already brought Nesachim in the Midbar. So this pasuk must be requiring Nesachim for a Bamas Yachid. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who performed Malika on a bird bifnim and was then ma'ala at b'chutz, he is chai for the ha'ala, since it was fit for burning on the mizbeach, having been properly slaughtered. If he did both b'chutz, he's pater not only for the malika, from an earlier drasha excluding malika b'chutz, but also for the ha'ala, since the malika was invalid, the bird is an avela, and unfit for the mizbeach. If one shechted a bird bifnim and was ma'ala at b'chutz, he's pater for the ha'ala, since it was improperly shechted inside. If one shechted a bird b'chutz and was ma'al at b'chutz, he's chai for both. A drasha teaches liability for shechting birds b'chutz, and another drasha teaches that anything liable for shechita b'chutz is likewise liable for its hara. The Mishnah concludes, Nimsa derech hekshar b'fnim petura b'chutz. It emerges that the method of a bird's validity inside, meaning malika, is its case of exemption when performed outside, whereas derech hekshar b'mechutz petura b'mefnim, its method of validity outside is its case of exemption inside. Since shechita b'chutz is certainly not valid, but chayiv, the Mishnah is amended to read chiyuvo, its case of liability. And point number three, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, kol shechayavin ala b'chutz, any case where one is chayiv for ha'ala after its first avoda was done outside, chayavin av kiyotzibo b'fnim she'ala b'chutz, one is likewise liable in a similar case where the avoda was performed inside and he offered it up outside, except for one who shechted a bird b'fnim and was ma'ala b'chutz, which Rabbi Shimon agrees is pater. The Gemara struggles to identify the case, and three interpretations are eventually presented. Ziri says he's arguing with the Tanakhama about Shechitas Laila, shechting a carbon at night. The Tanakhama says that if he shechted a bifnim at night, he's exempt for a subsequent halah, but if he shechted a b'chutz, he's liable for the halah. To this, Rabbi Shimon says that just like he's liable for the halah after Shechita b'chutz, he's also liable for the halah after Shechita bifnim. Rava says they're arguing about blood received in a kli chol, an unconsecrated vessel. Again, the Tanakhama exempts halah after a kabal bifnim, but Rav Shimon says that just as he's chayiv if the kabal was b'chutz, he's also chayiv if the kabal was bifnim. Another interpretation is offered based on an amended text of the Mishnah. So once again, the three points are, number one, Tanaim argue, if pouring three lugin of wine b'chutz is liable, or only if he was first makdish the wine in the klisharis. In the second interpretation, the Gemara explains, they argue whether karvu nesachim b'bama, they offered libations on a private bama, which is a known machlokes Tanaim. If nesachim were brought on a bama's yachid, which never requires a klisharis, one would also be chayv for pouring wine b'chutz without sanctifying it first in the klisharis. If nesachim were not brought on a bama's yachid, then one is only chayv b'chutz if the wine was first placed in the klisharis. This malchukas depends on another. Rishmol says that when the Torah said, Kisavo, when you will come to the land, you must bring Nesachim, it means to require Nesachim henceforth on a Bama Gedola, because he holds they did not bring Nesachim in the Midbar. Rabbi Kiva says this phrase means to require Nesachim henceforth on a Bamas Yachim, because he holds they already brought Nesachim in the Midbar. So this pasuk must be requiring Nesachim for a Bamas Yachid. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one who performed Malika on a bird bifnim and was then ma'ala at b'chutz, he is chai for the ha'ala, since it was fit for burning on the mizbeach, having been properly slaughtered. If he did both b'chutz, he's pater not only for the malika, from an earlier drasha excluding malika b'chutz, but also for the ha'ala, since the malika was invalid, the bird is an avela, and unfit for the mizbeach. If one shechted a bird bifnim and was ma'ala at b'chutz, he's pater for the ha'ala, since it was improperly shechted inside. If one shechted a bird b'chutz and was ma'alet b'chutz, he's chai for both. A drasha teaches liability for shechting birds b'chutz, and another drasha teaches that anything liable for shechita b'chutz is likewise liable for its hara. The Mishnah concludes, Dimsa derech hekshar b'fnim petura b'chutz. It emerges that the method of a bird's validity inside, meaning malika, is its case of exemption when performed outside, whereas derech hekshar b'mechutz petura b'mefnim. Its method of validity outside is its case of exemption inside. Since shechita b'chutz is certainly not valid, but chayiv, the Mishnah is amended to read chiyuvo, its case of liability. And point number three, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, any case where one is chayiv for halal after its first avodah was done outside, one is likewise liable in a similar case where the avodah was performed inside and he offered it up outside, except for one who shechted a bird bifnim and was ma'ala b'chutz, which Rabbi Shimon agrees is patur. The Gemara struggles to identify the case, and three interpretations are eventually presented. Ziri says he's arguing with the Tanakhama about Shechitas Laila, shechting a carbon at night. The Tanakhama says that if he shechted a bifnim at night, he's exempt for a subsequent halah, but if he shechted a b'chutz, he's liable for the halah. To this, Rabbi Shimon says that just like he's liable for the halah after Shechita b'chutz, he's also liable for the halah after Shechita bifnim. Rava says they're arguing about blood received in a kli chol, an unconsecrated vessel. Again, the Tanakhama exempts halah after a kabal bifnim, but Rav Shimon says that just as he's chayiv if the kabal was b'chutz, he's also chayiv if the kabal was bifnim. Another interpretation is offered based on an amended text of the Mishnah. All right, so now we got our siman daf kuf yud aleph, and our standard siman is a kayak. A kayak. So here goes. The man in a kayak racing to bring his nasachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offer the bird b'chutz who was putter and told a fellow kayaker with a sheep who was planning to shecht in the base of Migdash at night and then offer it b'chutz that he would be chayev. Once again, slow motion. The man in a kayak, that must be around daf kuf yud aleph. The man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether nesachim were brought on a bamas yachid. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was patur, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who performed malika on a bird bifnim and was then ma'ala b'chutz, he's chai for the ha'alah, but since it was fit for burning on the mizbeach, having been properly slaughtered. If he did both b'chutz, he's exempt not only for the malika, but also for the ha'alah, since the malika was invalid and the bird is in a vela and unfit for the mizbeach. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was patur. And then told a fellow kayaker with a sheep who was planning to shecht in the base of Migdash at night and then offer b'chutz that he would be chayiv, which reminds us, Ziri says Rabbi Shimon is arguing with the Tanakhama about shechitas laila, shechting the carbon at night. The Tanakhama says that if he shechted it bifnim at night, he's exempt for a subsequent halah, but if he shechted a b'chutz, he's liable for the halah. To this, Rabbi Shimon says that just like he's liable for halah after shechita b'chutz, he's also liable for the halah after shechita bifnim. So once again, the man in a kayak racing to bring his nesachim on a bamas yachid saw a man on shore do malika and then offered the bird b'chutz, who was patur, and told a fellow kayaker with a sheep who was planning to shecht in the base of Migdash at night and then offer a b'chutz that he would be chayev. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf kuf zayin. So the simmer daf kuf zayin is couscous. So here goes. The man who did zrik with dam mixed with couscous, that must be around daf kuf zayin. The man who did zrika with dum mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing to shechita and one to halah, which reminds the Gemara discusses whether zrika b'chutz is derived from a pasuk of shechita or halah. So the man who did zrika with dum mixed with couscous outside the mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to shechita and one to halah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the heichol, which reminds us, our Bryce explains that the phrases b'machane, in the camp, and m'chutz l'machane, outside the camp, together teach that one is chai for shechting in the machane levia, and not only outside all three machanos, but only in a place which is not fit for shechting any korbanos, and not for shechting kachay kachim in the darum. Based on this, Ula says, "Asherchet al gagol shel heichol chayev." One who shechts on the roof of the heichol is chayev, hove in ruyu shechitas kol zevach, since it's not fit for shechting any carbon. Rava objects. So the man at Zriku Dam mixed with couscous outside the Mikdash, who tried to distract the two rabbis yelling at him, one comparing it to Shechita and one to Allah, by pointing to the man shechting on the roof of a replica of the Heichal, was relieved when another rabbi said he's pati because there is no more Kedusha nowadays because Kedush Rishonu Lakitcha Lasilu Lavo. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about Hamal Bezman Hazeh if Kedush Rishonu Kitcha Lashaita Vakitcha Lasilu Lavo. Daf Kuf Ches. So the Siman Daf Kuf Ches is a pickpocket based on Kach, take. So here goes. Well, one talented pickpocket, that must be more Daf Kuf Ches, Kach, take. Well, one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together, b'chutz, since they were both chayev, which reminds us, the next Mishnah describes the relative chumras of shchute chutz and halah b'chutz. The greater chumra of shchita is that one who shechs a carbon lehedyot, for a commoner, meaning for human consumption, is chayev, whereas halah for a hedyot, meaning to worship him, is patur from halah b'chutz, although he would be chayev for avodah zorah. The greater chumra of Ha'olah is that two people who held a knife together and shechted the b'chutz are exempt, but if they held a limb of a carbon and offered it up together, they are chayiv. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz since they were both chayiv, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayiv multiple times for offering up multiple limbs. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one was ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, he's chayiv for every halah, but Rabbi Yossi says he's only chayiv once. This malchokas is explained in numerous ways. So while one talented pickpocket rationalized it was okay to steal from the two men offering up a limb together b'chutz, since they were both chayev, another one snatched money from a man who was going to be chayev multiple times for offering up multiple limbs on top of a rock he used as an altar, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Yossi says, Veino chayev ad shiyalo rosh mizbech. One is not chayv unless he offers up a carbon on top of a mizbech, but Rabbi Shimon says, even if he was mala on top of a rock or stone, he's chayev. Daf Kuvtes. So the Siman Daf Kuvtes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit. Hatzalah member kit? That must be on Daf Kuvtes. The Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayev Kares, which reminds us that we learn all Kajim, even those which became apostle, are Chayev for Ha'alah B'chutz. So the Hatzalah member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked of apostle carbon outside of the Mikdash was about to tell me his Chayev Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayis of Buster and Emurim and Meshlamim combined, which makes him Pater, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes that if one is Ma'ala a Kazayis composed of Buster and Emurim of an Ola, all of which should be burned on the Mizbech, he's Chayev. This implies that regarding a Shlamim, whose Buster is eaten, one is not Chayev for a Kazayis made from Buster and Emurim. So the Hatzal member who grabbed his kit and ran to help a man who burned himself while being mocked by apostle carbon outside the Mikdash was about to tell him he is Chayev Kares, but stopped when he was told that it was one Kazayis of Basar and Emurim of Meshlamim combined, which makes him Pater, and was shocked to see his partner take a Kazayis of Ketores from the Yom Kippur Avoda out of his Hatzal kit and burn it b'chutz, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, the one who offers a Kazayis of Komets, Lavona, Ketores, and others is Chayev, but Rabbi Eliezer exempts him achiyakrivas kulan until he offers all of it, because for non-blood offerings, he considers the offering invalid unless it's complete. Daf Kuf Yud. So the Simran Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The recipient of the gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud, gold key ceremony. The recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a mincha on which kmitza was not done and one offered a b'chutz, he's pater since it's not yet fit for offering inside the mikdash. If kmitza was performed, v'chazu kumsa l'socha, and its komitz went back into the mincha and one offered it b'chutz, he's chayv since such a haktar would be valid in the mikdash, albeit forbidden. So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in and then offered it b'chutz, while a kohen was eating half the shrine of a mincha where only the kmitza was offered but not the lavona, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one offered either the komitz or the lavona of a mincha b'chutz, he's chayv, but Rebbe Eliezer says he's only chayv if he offers both because burning both is necessary to permit the shrine. If he offered one inside and the other b'chutz, all agree he's chayv since the second element completes the offering. Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha asks, Komitz Moshi Yatu Kenegdu B'Shirayim. Does the Komitz permit part of the remainder parallel to itself? Mishra Shari or Kalish Miklash? Does burning the kometz permit half the Shiraim, or does it merely weaken the prohibition of the entire Shiraim? So the recipient of the gold key who dropped the key into a mincha in which the kmitza fell back in, and then offered it b'chutz, while Kohen was eating half the Shiraim of a mincha, where only the kmitza was offered, but not the Levona, got splashed by a Kohen who was doing Nisach HaMayim b'chutz, which we learned that Nisach HaMayim during Sukkot is Halakha Moshe Mitzrayim, and one is liable for doing it b'chutz. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss the din of one who shacks a carbon on the roof of the Heichel? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss regarding one who offers up a carbon b'chutz nowadays, which is based on the Malchokas, whether Kedush Rishon and Kichel Shaita, the Kichel Asil Levo? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn the Reb Shimon holds if one did Shechita Bifnim at night and then did Halal B'chutz, he would be Chayiv? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have in Malchokas regarding how many times is one Chayiv if he was Shochet and Mal B'chutz? That's on daf Kuf Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that a mincha's kometz which fell back in is not batal, and one is chai for offering it b'chutz? That's on daf Kuf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss determining the majority of Parim Nisrafim leaving the Azorah to be matame? That's on daf Kuf Hei. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that if one did malika on an oaf outside the base of Mikdash and then offered it up, he would be putter? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we machok is about offering katoris b'chutz? That's on daf Kuf Tes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we machok is whether nesachim were brought on a bamas yachid? That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we machok is if one is ma'ala multiple times b'chutz, whether he's chayv for every halal or only chayv once? That's on daf Kuf Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.